We are learning the Kibbutz of Ravadi Yosef. We're in Tzilabis Ravadi Chavidat, Chelek Dalid. Tonight, Siman Kafchet. Something else that doesn't apply necessarily to anybody in this room per se, maybe, but we all know somebody who it does apply to. Women's makeup on Shabbat. So what about, most of us aren't wearing it, but many of us know women. So women's makeup on Shabbat also gets into the issue of deodorant. They have powder makeup. What about powdered makeup? Blush and some other things. I had a student who once showed me they make powder makeup out of everything, but powdered makeup. So the Gemara in Shabbat writes, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer mishum Rabbi Eliezer, isha lo tavir srak al paneh b'shabbat, mimnei shetzovat. A lady is not allowed to use srak, samech reis kuf, on Shabbat, because it's violation of tzovea, of coloring, painting, coloring. So what's srak? Rashi says, hu tzeva adom, sh'asui l'ha'adim apanim. It's red, it makes you... It's like blush. It sounds like it's blush. It sounds like it's something that makes you look more red, less pale, something like that. It seems to be that's not allowed. It's a problem of tzovea. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Asur li'itzala, v'l'srak al paneh b'shabbat. Shulchan Aruch just quotes it straight out, not allowed. And, v'chen mitam zeh, asur li'kol b'shabbat. You're also not allowed to do other types of makeup-type things that will cause coloring. Okay, so it sounds, and the Magen Avraham says, it's a normal thing that people do with the problem of tzovea. So it sounds like, okay, all makeup should be not allowed. I don't care what type of makeup. Doesn't matter what it is. It's a problem of tzovea, of coloring. So then any makeup that affects the color would be a problem. And we assume this is an Isur D'Rabbanan. This is not an Isur D'Oraita. Isur D'Oraita of coloring, of painting, means you take a bucket of paint, you paint the wall. This is on the person's body. It's very different. It's not the same as painting a wall, but Midrabanan, they said, it's similar enough. Oh, that's the next point. Dr. Sackerson is the next line. But it, we'll get there in 10 seconds. It's different, so it's only Midrabanan. Rav Avadia points out, and Dr. Sackerson points out, but it's not permanent. So it's not permanent. So the fact that it's not permanent will still make it an Isur D'Rabbanan. Meaning, if you paint the wall with non-permanent paint, or more likely, so let's talk about writing, not painting. When you write with a pen, it lasts. Let's say you write with an ink, with disappearing ink. It's still going to be an Isur D'Rabbanan. It's still going to be an Isur D'Rabbanan. So okay, so the lack of permanence may or may not be an issue, but he says not only is it not permanent here, when it's a powder, it's not mitkayem at all, it brushes off. You don't have to, it just goes away on its own. It's not like a paste. It's not like a paste. A paste, or I will say lipstick, you're smearing on. It's staying. A powder is much more fine. It stays. It's not really adherent to the skin. He says, you know, we see the same idea on Shabbat. Are you allowed to put on, this is where it comes to men, are you allowed to put on perfume or deodorant on Shabbat? What would be the problem? So, okay, it depends on the type of deodorant. If it's a gel or it's a solid, you could have a problem with the mareach, because now you're smearing something. Doesn't matter if it smells at all. But what about a spray deodorant? Can you use a spray deodorant on Shabbat? The answer is yes. What would be the question? There's an issue that the Gemara talks about molid reyach. They used to want their dishes and cups and silverware to smell nice. Don't know. Right? So it's called molid reyach. They would want their clothing to smell nice. They would have all these ways of making the clothing, making the stuff smell nice. You're transferring a smell to that. That's a problem of molid reyach. Yeah, it's a drabanan. It's not an av, it's a complete drabanan. Molid reyach is a drabanan. No, it's not a told. Meaning a told would make it a daraita. A din drabanan. Drabanan said molid reyach. It's mishum nolad. It's something that's created. The Gemara in Beitza talks about it. So, but they assume that if you spray yourself, that's not a problem. You wash your hands, you spray on yourself, on your body, it's not a problem. Why? Because it goes away so quickly. Yes, it lasts. I know. It says 36 hours. There's a deodorant that says 72 hours. We need 70 shower. Okay, but it lasts. But it goes away by itself. It goes away by itself. It's not like when you put it in the garment, it's not going to stick. It's stuck in there, and it's on the body, and it's so temporary, that doesn't count. Which means that when you put on deodorant on Shabbat, you have to make sure not to get it on your clothing. You got to put it on the body, not on the clothing. Which depends on how you get dressed, but you need to make sure that it gets not on the clothing, not on the undershirt, but on your body only. So he says...
The deodorant for Shabbat, the dollar store.
Yeah. I would recommend not wearing that in coming to shul, but if you're coming to Beit Knesset, I think you should wear something longer lasting, okay? But again, if you put it on the body, that's not a problem, as opposed to on clothing. Why? Because it goes away. Ravadi says that's the same issue with powder. That's the same issue with powder, and that's explicitly Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Gemara Moshe. It's based on the Me'iri. The Me'iri, when we said the word srak in the Gemara, what is this srak that you're not allowed to put on your body? The Me'iri writes, Lavil srak al paneha, vehu hadbakat samim adumim al paneha, larot atma shina'a. It hadbakat, it sticks. It sticks, it's adherent to the body, it sticks. Powder doesn't stick, and therefore, it's not a problem. And he quotes a whole bunch of achronim who say just like that. He says, the Yerushalmi in one place says it's a problem. He says, no, that's talking about a type that sticks, not about a powder. A powder isn't the problem, and therefore he thinks it's fine. He quotes other achronim who say it is. He says, no, powder is so flimsy it comes off, not an issue. He says, even the Rif doesn't quote this halakha at all. Maybe he doesn't hold of it at all. But he says, look, at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch says no srak. No srak. Srak is not allowed. But he says, we don't know what that means. If the whole thing is a din d'rabbanan anyway, and there's a machloket about whether powder is allowed or not, the d'rabbanan, olchim achar mekel, he says, therefore, a powder would be acceptable. I had a student, we were still learning this in school a couple of years ago, a while ago already. And so, I don't know, I said powder. She's like, what about, she started asking about like all different types of things. I had no idea what she was talking about. So she brought in, so one day we had a show and tell, she brought in like 25 different types of makeup, and you could see, some are powders, a lot of the powder-based products, it says powder-based, but there's like clearly something at the, it has another, there's an oily film on the bottom, meaning if you can put it on with the brush, so it's powder. But sometimes there's like a base to it, and they have every variety in between. So that's potentially a problem. That's potentially a problem if it has some type of a paste that's going to stick. But I thought, no, lipstick or powder. There's lipstick and there's powder. No. There's about a billion different things of varieties in between. I don't know exactly know where the line is between powder and a sticky substance, but the difference exists. Where that line exactly is, I think, yes, ladun. But so long as it's really a powder with no base to it, that has to be completely permissible. And deodorant is completely permissible so long as it's on spray deodorant, so long as it's on the body and not on clothing.